If you want to get him out of here.
Agapov, please, no problem.
So get to it!
Security, we have a break-in. Get the second. I know who you are. I know what you think you're doing.
You don't want to get hurt. Keep your mouth shut and don't move a fucking muscle.
The chimps are infected. They're highly contagious. They've been given an inhibitor.
Infected with what?
In order to cure, you must first understand.
Infected with what?
Rage.
What the fuck is talking about? This. Get the cages open.
No!
Listen, you sick bastard. We're going and we're taking your torture victims with us.
We're
going
to get you out of here.
Listen, the animals are contagious. The infection is in their blood and saliva. One bite. Stop! You have no idea!
Oh my God!
Hello? blow? Hello? Water. Shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done
Seems to get on like a house on fire.
So who are you? Well, you're from a hospital, yeah?
And you're a doctor.
He's not a doctor, he's a patient.
Look, I'm a bicycle courier. I was riding a package from Farringdon to Shaftesbury Avenue and a car came across me. And then I wake up today in hospital. I wake up and I'm hallucinating or I'm... What's your name?
Jim.
I'm Mark. This is Selena. Okay, Jim. I've got some bad news.
It started as writing. And right from the beginning you knew this was different. Because it was happening in small villages, market towns. And then it wasn't on the TV anymore. It was in the street outside. It was coming through your windows. It was a virus. Infection. You didn't need a doctor to tell you that. It was the blood. Or something in the blood. By the time they tried to evacuate the cities, it was already too late. The infection was everywhere. The army blockades were overrun. And that's when the extras started. The day before the TV and radio stopped broadcasting, there were reports of infection in Paris and New York. We didn't hear anything more after that.
What about the government? What are they doing?
There's no government.
Of course there's a government. There's always a government. They're in a bunker or a plane.
No, there's no government, no police, no army. No TV, no radio, no electricity. You're the first uninfected person we've seen in 6 days.
Where's your family?
They're dead. At Selena's.
Yours will be dead too.
Look, I have to find them. They're living death for it. I can walk it, okay?
Well, you'll go and come back, yeah?
Careful! Fuck it!
You won't!
Yes!
No one ever comes back.
So, lesson one. You never go anywhere alone unless you've got no choice. And lesson two. You only travel during daylight unless you've got no choice. I'll take you tomorrow.
We'll all go and find your dead parents together, okay?
Eat!
Abide with me. Fast the eventide.
If you wanted to slow down, you'd have to say.
If there's anyone in there who is anyone,
I understand.
Okay.
Died peacefully. You should be grateful.
Not grateful.
I parents and my sisters. We went to Paddington Station, hoping maybe we could get on a plane, maybe we could buy our way onto a plane. I remember my dad had all this cash, even though cash was completely useless. About 20,000 other people had the same idea. The crowd was surging. I lost my grip on my sister's hand. I remember the ground was soft. I looked down and I was standing on all these people. Like a carpet, people who had fallen, and somewhere in the crowd they were infected. I spread fast. No one could run. All you could do was climb. Climb over more people, so I did that. I climbed. And I got up on top of this kiosk. Looking down, you couldn't tell which faces were infected and which weren't. And I saw my dad. Not my mum or my sister. My dad. His face. Selena's right. You should be grateful.
We don't have time to get back to the shop before dark. We should stay here tonight.
My room was up the top. You two can have that. I'll stay.
No, we'll all sleep in the same room. It's safer.
Drink it out, will you?
It's empty.
Yeah.
Right. I'll start working on them then.
Were you bitten?
This is Dawn. They live 4 doors down.
Were you bitten? Oh. Did any of the blood get in your mouth?
No.
Mark? Cleaned it off. Do you
you have any clothes here?
Yes.
Then get them and get dressed. You have to leave now. More infected will be coming. They always do.
How did you know? I mean, how did you know he was infected?
The blood.
Yeah, but there was blood everywhere. It was on me. It was on you.
I didn't know he was infected, okay? He knew. I could see in his face.
Look, if someone gets infected, you've got between 10 and 20 seconds to kill them. It might be your brother or your sister or your oldest friend. It makes no difference.
And just so you know where you stand, if it happens to you, I'll do it in a heartbeat. He was full of plans.
Have you got any plans, Jim? Do you want us to find a cure and save the world or just fall in love and fuck?
Plans are pointless. Staying alive is as good as it gets.
Hey. What's that?
Let's go.
Roadblocks and shopping trolleys, huh?
Stop talking. Lovely up.
Do you need a break?
You?
No.
Now, I do need a break. By the way.
What's up?
None. Got a headache.
Bad?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Well, why didn't you say something before?
Well, because I didn't think you'd give a shit.
You've got no fat on you, and all you've had to eat is sugar. So you're crashing. Unfortunately, there isn't a lot we can do about that. But pump me full of painkillers and give you more sugar. As for sugar, Pepsi or Lilt?
Do you want any Tango?
Actually, I just have a can of Tango somewhere. Quiet! It's infected. Oh, no, they're in. Move!
What?
Frank, anyway.
Yeah, Jim.
Selina.
Selina, good to meet you. This is my daughter, Hannah. Come on, sweetheart, say hello. Come on. So, this is great. It's just great. What's a celebration, I'd say. Why don't you all sit down? And what have we got? What have we got to offer?
We've got Mum's creme de menthe.
Great. Creme de menthe. Aye. Look, sit, please. Get comfortable.
Where are the bloody glasses?
Middle cupboard.
Ah, the good ones. It's a celebration.
Top cupboard.
So this is your place. It's nice.
Yeah. That isn't much, but, well, cheers.
Cheers.
Have to empty each morning, you know. Just chuck it over the balcony. No mod can't see you.
It's fine.
Yeah, all right, listen. It's late. I'm going to turn in. We have a spare room. In there. Are you in Selina?
No. No, I think the living room. It's fine.
Right. I know, I mean, yeah. Yeah, so, right. Okay, good night then, anyway.
Yeah, good night, Frank.
Very spruce.
Very shredded.
Yeah.
So what do you make of them?
Well, they're desperate. Probably need us more than we need them.
I think they're good people.
Good people?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice, but you should be more concerned about whether they're going to slow you down.
Right, because if they slowed you down...
I'd leave them behind.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Then you're going to wind up getting yourself killed. I'm going to get some sleep.
Selina. You think I don't get it, but I do get it. And I know I'd be dead already if I hadn't met you.
Sure.
No, look. I mean, thank you.
And I mean, sure. Good night, Jim.
Good night.
We lost water pressure 3 weeks ago. For a while I thought we'd be okay with the water in the other flats, cisterns and tanks. But it vanished so quick you wouldn't believe.
You drink it, it evaporates, turns stagnant.
We're all empty.
It hasn't rained in 10 days. You can set up a plastic sheet to catch dew and condensation, trap it somehow. Saw it on TV once, but you can't make it work. You never think it. Needing rain so badly. Not in fucking England. Jim, we're not going to be able to stay here.
There haven't been any broadcasts for weeks.
Just listen.
Salvation is here. The answer to infection is here. If you can get out of this, you're not alone. There are others. There are fighters. Other survivors. We are soldiers.
Oh my God.
And we can protect you.
Soldiers.
Quiet, there's more.
The location is the 42nd blockade, the M602, 27 miles northeast of Manchester. You must find us. Salvation
just
is...
Pete.
What? So it's a recording?
Yeah, it's a recording, but this is where it's telling us to go. You see, the way things are, we might need 2-3 days to get up there.
We.
Sound carries in this flat, you know, Jerry built, I suppose. Me and Hannah do need you more than you need us.
Look, I
no,
will,
that's,
I think...
That's okay. It's the truth. I can't leave the block if it's just the two of us. If something might happen to me, Hannah'd be alone. I couldn't risk it. But with other people...
If it's a recording, for all we know, the soldiers who made it are dead.
It's possible, yeah.
And that stuff about the answer to infection. I mean, there is no answer to infection. It's already done pretty much all the damage it can.
Maybe they have a cure.
Maybe they've got nothing at all.
Well, the only way to find out is to reach them.
We could die trying, Frank.
Or die here. And anyway, it isn't true what Dad said. You need us just the same as we need you. We need each other. And we'll never be safe in the cities. The soldiers could keep us safe. So we have to try and get there.
Get there how?
Just so you know, I don't take checks or credit cards. Just get it done.
See, this is a really shit idea. You know why? Because it's really obviously a shit idea.
So, see you driving.
It's really fucking obviously a shit idea.
Hold on!
Worst place to get a flat, huh?
Agreed. I think we better do this quick. I've got the wheel. You're on the jack.
Hey, did you hear that?
Hey, do you hear that?
You know what?
Oh no, fucking rat!
Come on, out, out!
Come on, come on!
You're running from the infected.
Get the jack, Hannah! There's no time for getting the jack, just lift everyone! Grab hold!
I can see them, they're coming!
Come on, Hannah! Come on, poor mouse!
Get the car on,
Hannah! Right.
Get it on, Hannah! Come on!
Three, two, one! Drop it!
Come on! Is it a fucking tub?
Fresh boy!
Move it, fresh
do this now, or we're walking. Not you.
Stay close, Jim.
What?
You heard. Where are you going?
We've got enough food, Jim.
We don't have any cheeseburgers. Going on holidays with your fucking aunt. Hello?
Find anything? Find anything, Jim?
No, let's get out of here.
Okay, we're down here. Okay, Hannah!
It's too easy. Break!
Break! Break!
Out.
You were thinking that you'll never hear another piece of original music ever again. You'll never read a book that hasn't already been written. Or see a film that hasn't already been shot.
That's what you were thinking.
No. I was thinking I was wrong.
About what?
All the death. All the shit. It doesn't really mean anything to Frank and Hannah because... Well, she's got a dad and he's got his daughter, so...
cheeky monkey.
I was wrong when I said that staying alive is as good as it gets.
See, that's what I was thinking.
Was it?
Hmm. You stole my thought.
Sorry.
It's okay. You can keep it.
It's getting late. I think we better stay here for the night.
Can't sleep.
Me neither. Doesn't feel safe, does it? Outside like this?
I think we're safe enough.
Selena didn't seem to have any trouble.
Yeah, I noticed her. Hey, Selena.
Oh, what is it?
Why don't you go to sleep?
Bloody hell. Must have needed a hell of a prescription for that lot.
I didn't need a prescription. I qualified as a chemist.
Oh, great. Valium. Not only will we be able to get to sleep, but if we're attacked in the middle of the night, we won't even care. Two each.
No, not for me, thanks.
Can I, Dad?
I don't think so, sweetheart.
Please.
No.
I can't sleep.
Come on, Frank. Let her live a little.
Give her half of one.
All right, we're on.
Night-night.
You're a big softy, Frank.
Attention, is the 42nd blockade, the N602 20.
the city. Blockade. This is it.
I don't understand, Dad. Did they leave?
I don't like this. I think we should go.
No!
Vehicles. We should check the vehicles. There has to be something.
Frank.
We have to go.
Yeah.
Go fucking where? Get out of it.
Dad, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, sweetheart. Sorry I lost my temper. Hannah, I love you very much.
What?
Keep away from me. Stay where you are.
Dad?
Keep away from me!
Dad?
Keep away from me! Keep away!
Get
it! Get it!
male, two female. ETA, 15.
Put it fair then.
Major Henry West.
Welcome.
Jim. Hello, Jim. Hello. Well, we've got beds with clean sheets and a boiler that produces hot water, so you can all have a shower. You look like you need one.
Please.
How is she doing?
Well, she's lost her dad, Jim. That's how she is. It's all fucked.
What do you mean? We'll find her. She's okay. She's tough and she's strong and she'll cope just like I'll cope and just like you'll cope.
I don't want her dad to fucking cope. I want her to be okay. When dad had her dad, it was okay. It was okay for them and it was okay for us. It was all just fucked.
So you heard our broadcast?
Yeah, we did.
We must be a disappointment. You were hoping for a full brigade, an army base with helicopters and a field hospital.
I just hoping for...
The answer to infection.
Yeah.
Well, as I said before, it's here. Though it may not be quite what you imagined.
Just feel very lucky to have found you.
You were lucky. The fire drove hundreds of infected out of Manchester. The surrounding areas teeming with them. But don't worry. You're quite safe here. Flat terrain all round the house. Floodlights, which we've rigged up to a generator. High perimeter wall, which helps. And we've been lacing the ground with tripwires and landmines. You wouldn't want to mow the lawn, but if they get in, we hear them.
Secondary to protection, our real job is to rebuild. Start again.
The belly of the house, the heart. A wood-fired boiler providing us with hot water. The first step towards civilization. The kitchen.
Don't be fighting.
Will you put that back?
Put it back.
We're Jones, our resident tin opener. What are you cooking, Jones?
Surprise, sir.
I can't wait.
Put that right back.
And lastly, meet Mela. Mela? Jim. Jim. Mela. Got infected 2 days ago.
Mitchell managed to knock him out cold and we got a chain round his neck.
Keeping him alive.
The idea was to learn something about infection. Have him teach
me. Has he?
In a way. He's telling me he'll never bake bread, plant crops, raise livestock. He's telling me he's futureless. And eventually he'll tell me how long the infected take to starve to death.
Tinned peas, tinned beans, and...
Nice.
Omelette! You prepared a feast, Jones.
Honour of our guests, sir.
Absolutely. I was going to propose a toast, but this omelette will do just as well. To new friends.
To new friends.
Jones, did you notice while cooking that these eggs are off?
I thought the salt might cover the taste, sir.
Get rid of it. I don't suppose you can cook, can you? Can't tell you how badly we need someone with a little flair in the kitchen.
What a fucking disappointment. When I saw those eggs, I thought it was Christmas. We'll all have eggs again. Let's say things back to normal.
You muppet. I mean, look at him, right? Look, he's still waiting for Marks and Spencer's to reopen. Listen, mate, you don't know nothing.
Well, I think Bill's got a point. If you look at the whole life of the planet, man has only been around for a few blinks of an eye. So if the infection wipes us all out, that is a return to normality. That what you meant, Bill?
Yeah.
Have you met our new age sergeant? Our spiritual guru? Tell me, Farrell, exactly why did you join the army in the first place? This is what I've seen in the 4 weeks since infection. People killing people. Which is much what I saw in the 4 weeks before infection and the 4 weeks before that and before that, as far back as I care to remember, people killing people. Which to my mind puts us in a state of normality right now.
You're not eating. I don't want to eat.
You must eat, Hannah.
I don't want to eat. I want to bury my dad. He's one of the people you're talking about.
Jack Russell!
the fucking swing, you ain't consuming that cunt!
I ain't never seen that in my fucking life!
The more clear!
Fucking hell!
Clear!
Clear! Clear, yeah, clear!
You win it, eh? Oh, yeah, fuck my arm, mate. I can't fucking write it.
Hello? Listen, sweetheart. You ain't gonna be needing this anymore. Eh? Cause you got me to protect you now.
Come on.
Wait, wait. You want to get your hands on a really big shot?
Will you just come and see me?
Fuck you. Well,
that's enough of me.
All right.
Come on, Mitch, give us
some. How about right now?
Oh, you lost.
Mitchell! Easy, Tiger. You want to go pick in a fight with me, sir?
Oh, fuck.
Sergeant Farrell. Mitchell, first action on.
We secured the perimeter, sir.
Then get to it. Jones, Bedford, go with him.
Slow down. Sergeant?
Sir.
Clear the bodies off the lawn. The rest of you go with him. My apologies. Drink.
Look, we're grateful, okay? We're very grateful for your protection and just having fun on the people. But if we're going to stay here...
Who have you killed?
I haven't killed
anyone. Since it began, who have you killed? You wouldn't be alive now if you hadn't killed somebody. Child.
Yes.
But you had to. Otherwise, he'd have killed you. Survival. I understand. I promised them women. Eight days ago, I found Jones with his gun in his mouth. He said he was going to kill himself because there was no future. What could I say to him? We fight off the infected or we wait until they starve to death, and then what? What do nine men do except wait to die themselves? I moved us from the blockade, I set the radio broadcasting, and I promised them women. Because women mean a future.
What is it, Jim?
We have to go.
Jim!
No time! Come on! Come on! We're getting the cattle we got.
No! You're not going to keep them here!
I want to give you a chance. You can be with us. But I can't let them go.
Okay, Jim. Okay. Him too.
marvels on this ship. Smithers says, women and seamen don't mix. And Mr. Burns says, we all know what you think, Smithers. And that was my favourite ever joke in The Simpsons. You see, that's what they're doing a few hundred miles from here across the channel, across the Atlantic. They're eating dinner and they're watching The fucking Simpsons. They're sleeping in their beds next to their wives. But we're here, chained to a fucking radio, because the old sea has gone insane! Starting the world again when the rest of the fucking world hasn't even stopped. Just imagine it. Just think about it. How could infection cross the oceans? How could it cross the mountains and the rivers? They stopped it. And right now TVs are playing and planes are flying in the sky and the rest of the world is continuing as fucking normal. Think. Actually, think about it. What would you do with a diseased little island? They quarantined us. There is no infection, it's just people killing people. He's insane!
So I'm a gun.
You see, I'm gonna have the black one, and I'm gonna make a squirrel.
Listen, Mr. God is clear badly for you.
Move.
Come on, move, get up. Get up, you can't fucking move. Get out. Move your fucking ass.
Come on in, you fucking pansies. Do me first.
Right. Mitch, just use the gap.
So you're gonna stick me, Mitchell, is that it?
Mitch, just shoot him.
Why?
Because fucking quicker.
Is that how you're gonna let your sergeant go out, Jones?
Oh, fucking shoot him then.
No, you won't.
You're gonna let him stick me, are you? Like a fucking dog.
I'm gonna enjoy this. You stupid cunt! Tell me, what, you want to see me do that? You want to fucking see me? I'll fucking kill you, little
cunt! Where's he fucking gone?
Fuck it! Get up, Bruce! Down! Move left! Move! Where are you? Joe, keep safe!
We're fucked. We're fucked.
Relax. He's over the wall. He's got no vehicle and no shooter. He's dead.
Now, the first thing we're going to do is make you look a little more presentable. It so happens that the lady of the house has an extensive wardrobe, which she certainly has no use for.
No.
You can't do it, Diana.
Go to the master bedroom. Pick out a wise selection.
Yes, sir.
No. No.
Ladies.
Come on, it's only dressing up. I thought that was my dressing up.
Expensive dressing, these are. Come on.
Girls like
that. Well, well, relax yourself.
Selena!
Squawkly!
Selena! Selena!
Oh, son!
You need to leave me alone with Anna. Okay?
Is it right? The OC.
Yeah, he wants us to dress up nice. If you want to get changed, you have to leave the room. Okay?
Yeah, all right. All right. Come on, lads, let's leave the room.
Eat these. Are you trying to kill me?
Sweetheart.
I'm making you not care. Okay?
Sorry.
Someone's on a blockade!
Move!
What's his arm?
Well, let's go! Go!
He went over the wall! We saw it in bed!
Shut up, Joe! Stay here!
Thank you.
lightning.
I heard something.
Sound like a claymore to me.
All right. I'll go and hit the floods to take a bushes. Girls, keep an eye on him, will you?
Those pills. I think they're having an effect. I can feel them. And I don't feel sleepy. They've been a long time. What are you going to do if they don't come back? Would you be the officer if Henry is dead? Is that the way it works?
Shut up!
I don't think they are coming back. I think they've been killed.
So sit up!
Hannah.
They're dead. And you're going to be next.
Get up. We're going to get out of here. Stay with them. Stay with them.
Don't worry. I feel fine. Really.
Get him off us! It's doomed! Oi! Where the fuck are you going, eh? What's all the fucking shouting about? Well, don't just stand there, you sloppy cunt! Get out of there! You two, in the house, move!
Ah!
got any bullets. I haven't got any fucking bullets. Don't fucking leave me.
Don't worry, I'm gonna get you out of here. Then we're gonna find a nice little fucking place somewhere. Just you and me. Don't worry about me ever after, eh? I just need a moment, all right? Fucking thing.
Ah!
It's all right, Miss Simmel.
It's coming!
You definitely heard it, Anna.
Yes! I can't hear anything! I told you, I heard it! Yeah.
This time.